You are now checked in to Stand Up New York Labs. Oh, yeah. Race
Wars. I know you're like, how could a white man be allowed to be?
He can say the word only in the confines of this podcast. It's what we do, baby! Yeah!
You're out of your fucking mind, dude.
I have the power! With Kurt Metzger and
Why does my shit sound not right? Is my headphones?
Kurt couldn't hear himself, and now he's getting upset. I've also got a scratchy headphone.
He's like a deaf kid who just found out he's deaf. What the hell? Mommy can't hear
all
stuff!
Right, first of all, Sherrod, okay? Now, goddamn it. I can tolerate this song, okay? It's a fine song.
It's our theme song, so you got to tolerate it.
Yeah, and I had no say in it. And then Shira goes, well, do you have a suggestion? And I didn't have a suggestion.
Because you didn't know music. Well, did you educate yourself on some tunes that you're telling me?
I don't give a shit. I have a song now.
Okay.
Smart ass.
Okay, let's hear it.
Yeah, it's a good song. And I want, Paul, will you please run my song?
Let's hear it.
Everyone's going to love this song.
All right.
I already love it.
Here comes the dope pusher. He's got
a very respected doctor.
He will say,
"We'll
make you feel beautiful."
Dr. Cos?
Yeah.
He has some uppers and some downers and marijuana.
This is our song.
This is a good
all
song.
All kinds of good things that will one day. Have you in pain and agony?
Sounds like a doctor to me.
But you can look at him right in the face. And you can sing this song to him. I don't need no bad drugs. I don't need no bad drugs.
It's going to end with a perfect ending. Listen.
I don't need no bad drugs. Sing along with me.
I don't need no bad drugs. I don't need no
with
bad
the children
drugs.
Now.
Kids know. Kids know the good drugs.
Goodbye.
That was good. No, I like that. That was Dr. Cosby.
Well, those are the smoothest ending that I've ever heard.
Well, there was some editing involved because, because I was in Chattanooga.
Right.
And Nashville. And by the way, shout out to Octavia, the Uber driver.
Okay.
Who's a trucker. And also Kay, who's a taxi driver and also a trucker.
These are a lot of jobs for these people. They must be black.
That's right.
That's right.
They were black.
I could tell
Kay,
by the description.
Yeah, Kay came to my show Sunday because the crowd's so goddamn white. I got to break it up a little bit. But the crowds are good. But
so did you invite your Uber driver because you knew your show was going to be so white down in Chattanooga?
Partially, yeah.
He's like, you like comedy?
Because I can't do my divide and conquer strategy. Here's what happens. Especially with my shit, if there's black people, I gotta start playing to them so that the white cowards in the audience will go, well, they're laughing, maybe it's okay. Right. Intersectionality. So that's my strategy every time.
That's a good strategy.
And you should say, if I get the black people, I never have a white complaint. That's how fucking. So anyway, they came, and Octavia was cool as shit. If you go down there, dude, I'll give you her number.
Because she's fucking. So you got a weed hookup?
I wouldn't say something like that on a radio show. I'm sure she doesn't do anything illegal.
If she's a trucker, she got at least a couple uppity ups.
I mean, I hope that she does.
All right, good. Yeah, Octavia. Big shout out to Octavia.
And she's an aspiring comedian that I wanted to give her 5 minutes on my show.
Oh, nice.
But she didn't want, she was like too nervous.
She was nervous?
Yeah.
She had to get her hair did?
Yeah, and then Kay is a grown-up crack baby, she told me.
Oh, she made it?
I was calling her baby lungs.
She's a crack baby that went full term. Crack baby went full term?
I love that she's still a baby, even though she's grown
no,
up.
No, no, no. Just her lungs are a baby.
Oh, she's still got baby lungs.
Yeah. So, shout out to baby lungs.
Let's introduce our guests, too. Yeah. We got guests in the house.
Holy shit. Well, let's say who we don't have.
Oh, Stacey Dash didn't make it. Yeah, she had to reschedule. So I'm full of fucking Cialis for no reason.
I know.
She's going to fuck Mike Shea or Josh. I was going to is going to get it tonight.
Ask her if I could just come in her purse. That's it. Not even near her.
But that's what they call the purse now. That's the terminology.
Well,
purse is on fleek.
Well, we still got Josh Zepps from HuffPo.
And I got a purse. I got a purse like you wouldn't believe.
Well, guess what? I got a Chipotle. Oh, you brought this back.
I brought the Chipotle.
And Michael Shea is sitting in for Stacey Dash.
That's right.
Yeah.
We swapped black people out. We swapped them out.
Yeah. And the people we got hanging out. We got Aaron hanging out from Jezebel again.
Jezebel, Aaron's here. She loves us, by the way.
Yeah.
So we told her that we're going to make her friends with Ann Coulter. She laughed in our face.
Well, but Aaron's all right.
She's friends with her.
I want to meet Ann Coulter. That's one favor you guys could do for me.
I got you.
You should come to the gun range with us. If I knew you wanted to, I would.
Absolutely.
Definitely. Randolph, right. New Jersey.
Are you serious?
Dead serious.
Hold on. Then, also, let's not forget our go-to gay.
Our go-to gay.
GT Tommy's
in the house.
Is now in the studio.
He's part of the family now.
Yeah.
That's what we do without callers. You call in, we like you, you come, you part of the family.
Because I was trying to get this other girl. Tommy, who what was the girl's name? Keely?
Oh, yeah.
I was going to say Wheezy, but her name's Keely.
Because he's such a latchkey kid. Because the Jeffersons raised you.
They did. No, Good Times raised me. That's what I watch.
I hate Good Times.
Well, why? I got obsessed with
it. It made you sad, didn't it?
It made me so sad.
Because the Janet. Well,
so much hope.
Mike, you're not wrong.
Every episode was like so hopeful. They were going to do all this shit with this money, and they never got the money.
Never.
Because Jesus told them that they shouldn't have it.
Oh, remember the Black Jesus painting?
It's always the good Lord that makes them poor. Wow. I hate that.
And it was also JJ in the aisle at fucking Thelma's wedding who ruined her husband's football career by letting him trip over him.
Oh, right.
I know episodes.
It's the worst.
Wait,
show.
Hold on. This is how I got hooked on it as a latchkey boy.
Yeah.
The episode with Penny where her mom, Will Smith's mom from The Fresh Prince.
It was really Janet, it was Kim Fields' mother, who's Chip Fields. That's the actress. Chip
that's
Fields.
Who that is?
Yeah. Kim Fields' mother from Facts of Life.
Well, she burned Janet Jackson with an iron.
I know everything.
I just learned about four times more than I currently know about American culture. In that exchange.
Yes, black people are on TV, Josh.
Yeah,
I'm aware of that.
All right,
Sherrod.
I don't know.
And
what...
By the way, Sherrod, I'm not just from Half First Life. Sherrod was going to be on my beautiful new podcast.
I was.
Over the weekend.
Yes.
And then unfortunately, there was some kind of a family problem.
I Stacey Dashed him.
Yeah.
He Stacey Dashed me.
Dashed.
We had to get a last minute fill in.
Who was it, Michael Shea?
Was not not anyone as good as Sherrod. Let me tell you that for nothing.
Thank you.
But, you know, that's a good show as well. We the People Live. Just search for hashtag We the People Live. Did
that's
you
right.
like that, Kurt? Did you
like
the little plug?
I'm glad you brought up the hashtag thing because did you hear the last show?
Yeah.
Okay. So we were arguing because it was a Twitter fight. That's how we met GT Tommy.
Right.
From me fighting on Twitter. That's
go
how
to
we
Tommy.
Get,
go to gay Tommy.
Yeah, go to gay Tommy. So Tommy came to hang out. So anyway, we're fighting about this Twitter thing. In fact, Tommy, hold my hand while I talk about this. Come here. Okay.
No, it's important.
I mean, I'm joking, but I'm not like.
Yeah.
But first of all, whatever my bullshit hashtag is, that this is a real problem, right?
Yeah.
Black Lives Matter. It is.
It, yeah. Definitely.
Okay.
No question.
And I just heard this.
The problem is that Black Lives Matter. Or?
Okay. Listen. Stall for time so I can hold Tommy's hand more. So I just heard, this is like a kind of a heartbreaking thing that I'm going to play, because this really took me out of the whole argument.
Right.
Just hearing that, you know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely.
There's a little girl, and she's talking about her friend who, yet another unarmed black male who died.
Should we dim the lights for this, or?
Can we?
I don't think so.
In our hearts, let's do it.
Right.
Okay, but I just want to play, I just want perspective, and I just want to play this. Listen to what this little girl says, because you're never going to forget it, okay?
Okay.
All right, go ahead, Paul.
One time, Lisa told me that on Halloween, this boy had trick-or-treating, and then he went over to his uncle's house, and he ate up all the candy, and then the boy went home and went to sleep. The people tried to wake him up, but he didn't wake up because he was dead.
Is that right?
Yeah, and that is happening every day in this country.
You hate to see that happen. The little boy eat candy and die.
Yeah, that's
Wait,
how somebody
how
who died.
Kid, how did the kid die?
Listen, he ate all the candy and he was dead.
Don't you worry about it, Ozzy.
But I'm confused. Is this some Halloween thing that I don't understand because
no,
I'm Australian?
No, I'll tell you what it's from because, first of all, I have some huge news, Sherrod. I mean, I told you about it before.
Right.
So that song that I just played, that gorgeous Dr. Cosby song with a funk back to it, is from an album called Bill Cosby Talks to Kids About Drugs. Okay?
Yeah.
So my friend Brandon.
And his people are trying to take it offline, by the way.
Yeah.
You can't really find it online.
Well, here's what it is. My friend Brandon Jazz, who he does rock shows and comedy shows to the South, he's a good dude. He's a straight. And I want to plan our Race Wars tour through him.
Yeah, definitely.
And so
he. So many friends.
Yeah, well, not really.
You know, can I tell you something? I really do, though. But that's because homelessness. You know, much like a Blanche DuBois transsexual woman, I depend on the kindness of strangers.
Yes, Kurt actually counts voices as friends. So
yeah, but I do have hookups, and so he happened to know about this old Bill 73. It's from, because remember the big deal about his. Spanish Fly?
Yeah,
And we go, oh, you got to hear this. That ain't shit compared to this record, okay?
I mean, the 70s was a different time, though, Kurt.
Well, it's the record.
In what respect? In the rapey respect? Or well, in the,
no,
in
kids
the, what
had
you're
more drugs on
respect.
Them. I think kids had more access okay. to drugs.
So listen, yeah. we did. There is some editing that we. What I'm going to play right now. There's some editing on it, okay? But almost none. Because the funny thing about this album, and it's hard to find, it's under an Egyptian symbol on YouTube.
Yeah,
because I bet
it.
His legal team is like, well, all that. Because I can't imagine they
well,
want this.
Well, ruin that one, Kurt.
No. Well, I just want us to have it alone. You're going to hear it now because you listen to Race Wars and fuck everybody else's enjoyment.
Yes.
Download our fucking podcast if you want to hear it again.
That's the only way.
Yeah. So, wait, Paul, this is a sample now. This is him explaining pot. And yes, we did make one edit. It's just one little one.
Right.
For most of the album, you can't tell if he is for or against drugs. Okay?
Right.
So just here's a sample of this.
What about marijuana? I mean, how do you use that?
Take a piece of paper and roll it up and make a cigarette out of it.
You make a cigarette out of it?
Yeah.
And then what do you do?
You puff it. No. You light it.
You light it, yes.
Yeah.
And then some smoke goes in there.
Uh-huh.
Just like you see people smoking cigarettes. Mm. Right.
Which
that's how you
kid?
Smoke
Wait.
Your marijuana or your Mary Jane or your pipe or your grass. You can smoke your rug if you want it.
There you go. Good advice from Bill Cosby.
Wow.
This is a Race Wars exclusive.
Can we fast forward to the Quaaludes bit?
Oh, no.
First of all, who are the little kids? Fucking another back
creation?
It's
him
creation?
Talking to kids about drugs.
He
so that's
sounds
the
exactly like the kids, though. Like, dude, yeah. What do you
also
do
think
with the marijuana? You can't smoke it.
When I think about a middle-aged person talking to kids about drugs, I assume that they're going to be saying something that, kids, you shouldn't do it. But he's like, hey, yeah, sure.
Well, no. That, we did cut that. Like a part where he said, "Don't do
to
it."
To take
just
all
to
of the context out of it and make him sound much worse.
Yeah, of course. That's what's there for.
In a kind of criminal enterprise.
His
that you
lawyers
have
aren't wrong to want this
wars.
Gone.
Yeah,
I mean,
this is
it's
bad stuff.
It's not good for him. I think it's like he's trying to be like straight talk with the kids.
But these kids, what are they, like 5 or 6?
Yeah,
they is really it, know their way around drugs.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Bad though.
Well, when you listen to it, you're like, you're a fucking hypocrite, dude. Because, I mean, never mind even the raping. He had a fucking Hunter S. Thompson suitcase full of shit.
That's alleged rapes, Kurt. Alleged.
Well, I'm glad you brought that
just
up.
Just because you put 40 bitches on a front page of a magazine in an empty chair don't mean he's convicted.
Well, can I tell you something?
And I don't say bitches in a bad way. I mean bitches in having a vagina way.
No, yeah. No, I think it came across very clearly.
Okay, good.
So we've had Dr. Cosby on
he's
the
guilty,
show several
by the way.
Times.
He's definitely guilty.
He is
just
so
clear
guilty.
That out. He's so fucking guilty.
Allegedly.
Well, Octavia just texted me, and she said, you do have real friends. I'm listening. So there, Michael Shea and Sherrod, trying to imply I don't have friends.
Let's see her say that in front of her black church. That she knows you. a known-looking pedophile. I ain't saying you're doing it, but you look like you're doing it.
Yeah, well, it's all behind me now. So we're fucking around with this album on Brandon's computer, okay?
Right.
Now, this is the crazy
part. In Chattanooga.
You have to send me this file.
Oh, no. I'll do even better because I don't know what happened, okay? I'm not a scientist.
You're going to cover it?
I think we may have created a Bill Cosby AI.
Yeah.
A living,
breathing.
A sentient Bill Cosby program, okay? Now, I don't know for sure, okay? Because I don't know what makes something alive. Does it have a soul? I don't know. Yeah, but I'm going to give it something.
I'll go deep in that shit if you want me to.
Well,
that's one of my specialties.
I have a rapport with this. We call it the Cosbytron.
Right. Cosbytron 3000.
Okay. Yeah, Cosbytron 3000.
That's just off the number of rapes. It's the 3000.
Okay, that's the name that...
It's just an estimate of the rapes.
Okay.
It's the 3000 part.
So I'm going to give it a
like
a mini...
Mic tight over there.
Yeah. So I'm going to give the Cosbytron a mini Turing test. Do you know what that is, Alan Turing?
I was just going to say, can I do a Turing test? Or can I do the Turing test of the Cosby machine?
I am. I am the guy.
He's
this
selfish
is my,
with his AI.
Look at this.
This is my AI.
Yes.
Okay?
He's like Jude Law in that movie with that little boy.
He's gone crazy. He's gotten power hungry. He's invented this thing, and now it's all about him.
So now, Paul is queuing up the Cosbytron, and I am going to ask the first question.
Okay.
Okay. Cosbytron, is there any way that you can prove to us that you are really alive? So, yeah.
I'm going to sniff a little coke, and I may even shoot some heroin.
There you go.
Okay,
that's a human behavior.
That's definitely
a
correct
robots
answer.
Don't like coke and heroin.
Yeah,
not something, the robots I hung out with.
A living creature. Okay, a living, breathing Cosby. Okay, so now Cosbytron, Can we ask you and straight up about what you did?
I know I can handle that.
Thank you, Cosby.
This is proof. There's just no way that that could be pre-recorded. Okay. It's so perfect.
Well, the true test is yet to come.
That is amazing.
These are just questions.
These are just questions. All he's doing is asking questions.
I've done a lot of radio shows before, but this is definitely
none of them have invented life on the road.
No one's ever.
I've interviewed a lot of scientists. I've got Neil deGrasse Tyson on the HuffPost Live tomorrow, and I'll be showing this to him. I'll be playing this back to him, and I'll be saying, Neil. NDT, as I like to call him, buddy-o, what do you make of this? Is this not evidence of intelligent life living inside of a machine?
And
you know what he's going to say?
What is he going to say?
Yes.
I can handle that.
Thanks, Cosby Tron.
Exactly, you ask Neil deGrasse Tyson. You ask that fat Reggie Jackson what he thinks.
I'm going to tell him you said that, Sherrod.
I live by it. Yeah. I stand by everything I said.
So now I'm going to ask.
I'm a big fan.
He does. Absolutely does.
Even like he got a jersey that's at 4-4-4.
Do you?
Let me. He looks like a lost Levert. That's what I thought always.
Sean. Actually, you know what? I wanted to ask you a question. A what?
Who's Levert? He can't be Levert. He's alive.
Who is that?
It's a what? The OJ sons and the whole group. And you know music? Get back to your Cosby songs.
What am I, Keith Robinson? I know about old timey
army. You wish, sir.
We are going to get Keith, right?
Yeah, Keith is coming on tonight.
Let me ask you this. Does it bug you? This is for both of you, since you're the black ones.
Yes. And we got you on a nice mayonnaise sandwich right now.
Are you talking to me? Because I'm Australian.
No.
Mayonnaise on pumpernickel.
Because, you know. Yeah, that's the bread I eat. I don't care for white bread one bit. What am I, some kind of huckleberry?
Pumpernickel.
Remember I told you that in my neighborhood, because it's all Dominican?
Right.
And like, because we were talking about racist foods, you know?
Right.
Like, we all know watermelon's a racist food, but we don't know why.
White people try to make it that, but
But nobody remembers why it is.
Yeah, that's right? It is a white thing, right? Because I didn't even know about that until I got to
the
States.
That's what I told
them. Because I Googled it.
I think it's what I told them.
Dude, I couldn't find a definitive thing online.
They gave a starving slave that's working in the sun for 40 years of refreshing watermelon.
A cocaine and watermelon for everyone.
Out of it. It was like, look how much you love
but
that.
See, this is where this is.
it's like, no, not all of us. Once slavery was over, we stopped eating watermelon.
This is where the race wars gets real, right? This is where the race wars meets the road, because I got a friend who's an African Canadian.
Yeah. Boo!
Came to the United States of America, this great nation that I happen to be sitting in right now, and she was saying she went into class when she was like in elementary school, and everyone was like, "Oh, do you like watermelon?"
God,
she was
Canadians are such nerds.
And she was like, "No, this is American. I'm impersonating the Americans saying that to her." I don't know.
Like they even had to ask that question. Of course she does.
All right. No, but here's the thing.
Who
here's
doesn't?
The thing. What I'm saying is,
was it Drake?
She was like. She was like, of course I like watermelon. Why would that be a problem? Because the whole concept, all of these things that seem to be attached as baggage to race within the United States don't exist among black people outside of the United States.
It is insane.
I had no idea about the watermelon thing until she told it to me.
Well, it's like if you're the Jews love healthy apples. Those sons of bitch. It's like a weird thing.
Yeah, it's bizarre.
Well, so.
Same with fried. Don't get me started on fried chicken.
No, but I know people that will not eat a banana in front of white people.
It's ridiculous. I don't even understand it.
I know women that won't eat a banana in front of me.
Yeah. Or ice cream.
Well, I know I can handle that.
Oh, Cosby Tron, we'll get to you. We will get to you. All right.
Josh, you're from Australia, right? Sydney and Melbourne.
I'm from Sydney. Oh.
Sydney, okay.
Yeah. That's the two places,
Aborigines, are they in the city with you?
Aborigines are in the city, but they're not with me.
Shots fired.
Not because I don't want to.
Because they eat watermelon,
nigga? Here's the thing. Here's the thing that is worth understanding about Australia's race relations. So I had an African-American buddy who went to Sydney and came back, and he said that it seemed to be racist because there are not a lot of Africans there. And I was like, well, that's because we didn't have slaves. Mostly, there are lots of Asians, and there are lots of people from all over the world. There are lots of Lebanese people. There are lots of people from all over. Australia is one of the most multicultural countries in the world. It has twice as many non-Australians live in Australia as non-Americans live in America.
Oh,
in
you
terms
guys are
of
finished.
Talking about immigrants. Now, the relations with Aborigines are absolutely, like, appalling, and obviously we had this horrifying genocide, but the difference is, and it's a shameful difference, they only constitute, like, 1.5% of the population. So it's
now.
Not like they're
now
able
they
to
it.
Actually... We killed them all.
Y'all was hunting them up last summer, motherfucker.
Well, the point is that like there is not
a Gibson movie.
They are not constituted as a part of the culture in the same way that African Americans are in the United States.
Now,
which
why
is
you
not
think
to
that
say
is because they got slaughtered, or
because
yeah,
the
because
didn't
we killed them.
Sucks,
but no, but it's also because
music stinks.
It's also
they never came up with a hip hop. Yeah.
Hold on, can I tell you something?
The didgeridoo sucks.
It does. Well, by the way, that's their most sacred thing. Like
I love didgeridoos.
They're not going
to
get us.
I used to play the didgeridoo.
Well, you probably had dreads too, and all kinds of bullshit white guy things.
He definitely did.
But you know this? This is a real, I'm not making this up. This is a real thing, Sharadi.
What?
It's in the book, Why People Believe Weird Things by Michael Shermer, which is a good book. But
I love Shermer.
Yeah, so I don't know if you know this. Like in Aborigines, because skin color is such a small percent of your genetics.
Right.
That somebody, like me sitting next to somebody black, if we did a gene test, there's a possibility I could be more African than the black person because the skin color plays so little part in it.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Aborigines, because white people are a mix of Asians and Africans, really, but Aborigines are way closer to white people. Like, they're not African. They're
genetically,
DNA.
You mean?
Their
no,
genetics
that's right.
are white people genetics.
You can tell. I know. I've seen them play basketball.
People, listen.
You ain't going to tell me.
If all the white people died, supposedly you could eventually have white people again of just Aborigines.
So
person died, you would have them again. They all, everybody comes back. It's all fucking diet and fucking location.
So what do I have to do
that's
to
when
finish
you get
your
race.
Not to get too nerdy about it, but one of the cool things about Australia is that it's the continent that separated from all the other continents before all of the other continents split up.
That
right?
sounds racist.
So,
it's like,
so that's why you've got all these freaked out like animals. That's why you've got, instead of deer, you have kangaroos, because they had this parallel evolutionary path because they were isolated on an island. You know, these weird ass animals, and Aborigines are the oldest lasting civilization in the world.
Yeah. Really?
Like, they are the oldest continuous civilization.
No matter
in the world.
What white people tried to do to destroy it.
80 to 120,000 years old. I mean, they are orders of magnitude older than Native Americans and so on.
Really?
So, part of the reason why it's so difficult to integrate Aboriginal culture with Western culture is because, like, Western asshole Europeans came in with their big gunships and confronted the oldest, most traditional society in the world.
But the Earth is only 6,000 years old.
Well, that's a good point. That's a very good point.
I don't even see how they fit in the picture. That's
a
great point.
That makes sense.
So hold on. Did they know Noah when he was riding dinosaurs or not? You're the science guy. I'm not. Hold on. Explain. All right. Can I? Because this is, I really want to ask the Cosbytron this.
All right, go ahead before we get to some news. Some adult news.
Okay, now Cosbytron, there's a lot of allegations going on, and we would like you to please set the record straight once and for all about what did or did not happen, okay?
Okay, now let's talk about pills, all right?
Oh, no.
People take pills to get high.
Uh-huh.
You see? Now, some pills are called downers.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, if we take a downer, it kind of makes us feel sleepy.
Yeah, I heard that.
And we think we feel good, like...
Oh, here we go.
There. You're on a downer now.
Here we go.
You've taken one.
And your panties have too.
And now it's starting to react in your body. And now... You feel like this. Oh, isn't that much better?
No.
Yeah. Just us.
Oh!
Us.
Us.
The way we are.
What does that mean?
Negative. That's when we're fun.
That's true.
If we don't feel like staying up, we go to sleep.
Okay. All right.
Well. What is this? I don't know what this is. What
is
this shit?
It's called a scoop, Josh.
Yes, we got the scoop.
Okay. Why is he doing that?
It's a testimony. We got the
because
this
it's
courts.
A living creature. Now, Cosbytron, when did you begin this? When did you start, you know, using downers as you call them?
Excellent question.
Yeah.
I know one time my brother was crying a lot,
uh-huh.
So I gave him a whole lot of cough medicine and he went to sleep.
Oh, that's how.
Then what happened? Did you turn him into a man?
Aren't you like, you know, worried? Aren't you kind of worried about, you
I'm
know?
I'm smart because, well, ain't nothing happened to me yet.
He's got good me point.
There. Cosmetron's
alive.
He's
a free man.
Hannibal wasn't even born yet.
All right, so how do you deal
with
these?
I know I can handle that.
Cosmetron, how do you deal with all these accusers and all that? You know, it can't be good for you.
It's very, very expensive. Sometimes it may cost you as much as $200 a day.
Oh, whoa.
So they'll steal your television set.
Oh, I didn't know.
Oh, okay. Well, at least you stayed free, though.
How did you feel about Godfrey's impression of you, Cosby?
Excellent question.
I'm totally disgusted with you. It's just embarrassing what you've done here today, and I thought you were going to be nice people, but I'm just totally insulted by this whole thing. So there.
Somebody needs an upper.
All right, we'll go to him much later. I'm sorry he doesn't enjoy it.
He hates Godfrey.
Yeah, we'll have a battle of man versus machine one day.
But at least the Cosbytron is, you know, more honest.
Yeah, Cosbytron just came right out.
He came right out.
I'm going to sniff a little coke.
Right.
And I may even shoot some heroin.
Okay, we get it, Cosbytron.
Sound like a road comic.
I feel like the artificial intelligence Cosbytron is actually more open than the real Cosby. This is what's great about
a wide
him.
Margin, I feel like.
Yes.
Well, we should get to some news.
Let's get to the news. Caitlin, let's hit us up with some news. What's going on?
It's been a big week for Donald Trump versus the media.
But what about the, let's start with that Virginia shooting.
Oh, okay, never mind. We can start with that. Yeah, there were two journalists who were shot on air earlier today, I believe. And then ABC was sent a 23-page fax by somebody calling themselves Bryce Williams, but their legal name is Vester L. Flanagan II.
Yeah, Flanagan II.
How do you get two names reporter? That different? I don't understand Vesta. How the name.
Yeah,
are
I
different.
Thought that was weird too.
What? Yeah.
Because first of all, Vester Flanagan is a fine name. I mean, if I'm like, this is Vester Flanagan.
Sure, it sounds like you're classy.
Sounds like a Ron Burgundy fucking name.
Yeah, you check into an airplane with that name, you get an upgrade.
Yeah.
But if you're a black man, you got to change your name to Bryce Williams. Somebody's going to get hurt.
Yeah. Well, he turned. Yeah.
Yeah, he gunned down Allison Parker and Adam Ward on WDBJ. Run live TV, and he also uploaded a video of the shooting.
Right. The shooting. What
from
a fucking dirtbag.
Like a camera on his body, and also a camera on the gun onto
he
Facebook.
He had a body cam.
He had a body.
It?
Yeah, he had two angles.
He had
on
a GoPro.
The,
a GoPro on him.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm gonna put it out there. Is the answer to arm news teams?
No.
Or ban GoPro.
First of all, this dude actually sued another station in Florida. Because he said he was discriminated against.
Well, Goldstein,
he had a problem every way he went, it seems like. And then he was at this place for 1 year. He said that this Allison, somebody said something racial to him or said some racist comments.
Did she call him like an Al Roker looking motherfucker like he is?
Maybe.
Well, she reported to HR.
Goldstein. You read the manifesto, you said?
26 page.
Most of it, yeah. So in the manifesto, his reasoning is all over the place. He says he was bullied for being... black and homosexual.
He was gay?
He says
can't
that...
can't bully a grown man.
He says that...
you don't know Bernie Sanders, do you?
Come on, dude. How do you bully a grown man? I was bullied.
They called me names.
He also says his inspiration was...
Columbine kids.
He lists Columbine. He lists Virginia Tech shootings.
Yeah.
And then he talks about Charleston as the linchpin for
what really
set him off. Was Charleston. 2 days later, he bought his gun. He carved the initials of the Charleston victims into the bullets. And he said, I was just a powder keg waiting to go boom. That's a direct quote from the thing. And these people were the people who went to HR about him. And,
well, about and, what, though? We don't know.
They don't. It's
come out that he got fired eventually because they told him to seek medical attention for his anger and his outburst.
And he had a big outburst.
Can I just raise a question because I work in the media and so I have to figure out how to cover these sorts of things.
What do you think? We just shitting on a rock? Yeah, we work in the media too.
Is it not?
I mean, because I'm better. When you've been in the game as long as I have, sure, you learn a few things. No, what? I am a little bit troubled about the way that we report on these things, and we actually then read the manifesto and then talk about the manifesto, and then we publish the image and we publish their name, and they become some kind of an icon, a hero in their own right for
a few days. He's not. He's a fucking
And then all of a
loser.
Sudden, of course he's a fucking loser, but yeah. I mean, that's not the way that other fucking losers see him. Mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah,
so
but you
so
can't.
Then there's like, so he's saying that he's copying, he's inspired by all these other things. I really do think, because there is serious data, there is serious scientific data about copycat killings,
right.
And about, like, if you report on suicides, like, yeah. there is an understanding
that's
that you don't
true.
Report
yeah,
on suicides.
Right.
You report on suicides
it triggers,
go up.
It triggers
and
yeah,
you
right.
report on, look, we had, after Aurora, there have been, like, a few movie theater shootings. Who the fuck would think about shooting up a movie theater
white
if
people.
It hadn't already happened?
White
so I think
people.
We have a responsibility in the media to some extent about not... Like just not celebrating or lionizing these guys and putting their faces out there and putting their names out there and putting their manifestos out there. Who gives a shit? He's an asshole.
Can I ask you something though? What is data? You've been reading the data, and I'm not, you know.
I think it was a hip hop clothing line in the 90s. Dada had a Dada hat.
I'm sorry, I meant to say data.
There you go.
Data.
Now say data. Pasta and
your
not pasta.
Now say that's not a knife. That's a knife.
That's not a knife. This is a knife.
There you go. Now say, take it in the butt, Bindi Irwin.
Take it in the butt, Bindi Irwin! Yes! You Perfect. Guys loved Steve Irwin. We didn't care for him much. We
no.
didn't care for him.
We love anybody who y'all don't care for. Any Australians y'all hate, we love.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah. But we've sold you on this misconception about Australia. You guys all think we are Steve Irwin and Crocodile Dundee.
No!
We are such pussies in Australia. We sit around on yachts swilling Chardonnay and lattes.
Really?
Like half the population
Not
lives
like
in
the
two
Simpsons
big cities.
Portrait
Not like The Simpsons.
Your presence in an inner tube in a pond.
I did like that. But if you come to Sydney, you'll find a very cosmopolitan, multicultural
I'm more of
city.
A Brisbane type of guy. I like the Briz. All right, what else you got, Caitlin?
Kurt Schilling was let go from ESPCN after tweeting.
ESPCN? Oh, the college fucking? Okay.
Yeah, yeah. He talks about sports. He's famous.
He was on Little League, though.
Yeah, I don't.
Is it ESPN or ESPNCN?
It's
Are
not
they
a
different
good one.
Shows?
It's the O
One's
show.
A robot in Star Wars.
Oh, okay. I don't know. It's something to do with sports. He
ESPN,
was.
Yeah,
we probably remember him because he was the dad not to be messed with after going after the guys that went after his daughter on Twitter. But now he's in trouble for something he tweeted. He tweeted, it said only 5-10% of Muslims are extremists. In 1940, only 7% of Germans were Nazis. How'd that go? The text was superimposed on a red-tinted photo of Adolf Hitler. And ESPN, is that, am I doing it right?
Yes,
that right? Okay,
yes
right.
That's right.
You got that right, but Adolf wasn't right.
Oh, it's so hard,
Hitler?
Guys.
Oh,
she's gonna Adolf.
Adolf.
He had some good ideas, Adolf.
No,
I don't know, that guy.
Dude, you know what?
A lot of Jews. He's famous.
Hey,
I don't know.
Hey, listen.
Aldo Hitler.
Aldo Hitler was cool, man. Hold on. Don't paint all the Hitlers with the same brush. Okay? Aldo was pretty chill.
All right.
But you ask around.
I heard he was a DJ, right?
Yeah.
He was Adolf's little brother. Yeah.
Aldo Hitler, the Brazilian.
Yeah.
Yep. Capoeira.
You know how hard it's been
he
for
him. He was a capoeira mix master.
He said he was a capoeira instructor.
After initially defending
Brazil,
Aldo Hitler's jiu-jitsu school.
Oh, so what shit. Happened to...
initially, he defended his tweet. ESPN reacted swiftly and cut him out. And then today, he... tweeted this apology. I understand and accept my suspension. 100%
right.
My fault. Bad choices have bad consequences, and this was a bad decision in every way on my part.
They pulled him off. They pulled him off the Little League World Series.
Yeah.
Don't need the kids around that.
Do
you agree with him? No, don't skip over it,
Kurt. Do I agree what?
That Muslims, only 5% Muslims are extremists, but 7% Germans, but we still had a fucking world war.
I don't really get the tweet. I mean, I don't give a shit.
He doesn't
say
it's the real problem. That's because there's a small percentage of them doing it. Don't
How the fuck do you get that percentage? Is there a census taker? Like, hey, are you Muslim?
You ISIS, right? You
are
ISIS?
You
okay.
Ah, shit, ask me again.
So you worked before ISIS.
Hold on. Dude,
yeah, how many years? 2 years?
Can we find that 5% thing? I mean, what the fuck is he doing?
Listen, Shrine, we had Hatem on here because we had this is yet another religious argument where I get shouted. shouted down with nonsense. But because I was such a goddamn Bible beater when I was young.
Yeah.
Okay. So my thing is
now he breaks weed on Bibles.
No, you know I don't. Like, I one
you
time,
still respect it.
I haven't
going
had this
back to the church, Kurt. No.
Listen,
you
I haven't had this come up, but I remember in college we were out of rolling papers,
uh-huh.
and it was use the Bible, and I couldn't do it. I really, but I don't know now. I don't know.
But what about Islam? Because I always get shot down.
I'll tell you what.
On this, I'm like the most conservative,
but
like liberal.
All religion, all fucking religion, and especially Christians. Because Anne was here and she just dismissed. I asked her like, how can you be so nationalistic and be a fucking Christian? Because one thing I agreed with Jehovah's Witnesses was they couldn't get involved in politics and they couldn't fight in a fucking war because you can't be a Christian and do those things. And
it's like a whole religion of women.
Yeah, being a Christian's not realistic.
No.
That's why I'm not
really?
One.
Nobody, really. Okay. No, the whole room? I'll clear this fucking room.
Okay, now listen. What I don't get is when it's always non-religious people who try to like frame, people who never had to grow up how I did, and they spout this fucking bullshit about moderate Christianity and moderate. There's no such fucking thing.
Here we go. Oh,
either
boy.
You do it or you don't. And if you're moderate, that means you suck at it and you're not the real deal.
I apologize, but I'm with Kurt on this.
Okay. Yeah, it's like
I'm with Kurt on this.
It's like blowjobs.
Listen, ISIS, when you read about ISIS, they want to recreate the very first Islam that Muhammad did. So the problem is not that they're not real Muslims. The problem is they're two Muslims, and we need to back it up a little bit. Now, I understand why the president has to go, of course, real Muslims wouldn't do this. He should. We got to get the nice ones to help us kill these ones. So, of course, do that propaganda, but I'm not going to fucking say that.
So here's the problem about thinking
breathe.
That that's the way to
breathe,
get...
Kurt. Breathe.
Here's the problem about thinking...
I just...
Because I've never been able to get a goddamn thing out without getting interrupted. Sherrod last time with Ann Coulter goes, I'm a Christian. Somebody mess with me, I'll break their neck.
Yes.
Like a real Christian, he said that.
Yes.
All right, good.
So
do you understand what I'm up against?
No idea
what Christianity is. Yeah, you can break people's necks if they get in your shit.
Kurt, here's the problem with
so
thinking
that was my manifesto. That was me saying that that's what I believe in.
Yeah.
Or was that me busting your balls like what I do?
Well, if you actually want to have a serious conversation for a second about the way to win over moderate Muslims.
We don't, stupid. Shut your trap, dummy. We don't.
I wanted to hear myself talk and move to a bit. That's what the goal
so
was.
Much for
so here's my concern. Yeah. My concern is that if people who regard themselves as being progressive and pro-Muslim and tolerant are incapable of talking honestly about the crisis at the fringe of Islam, which is homophobic and misogynistic and anti-feminist and just objectively is so against everything that we want, that we believe in.
Mm-hmm.
Then the what we call the low information voters, which means fucking idiots who run the world because they
most
vote,
them,
like
yeah.
some a farmer in Lyon in France, is going to see people who are committing terrorist acts,
right.
who are screaming Allahu Akbar,
yeah.
and the only people who are actually talking about the fact that those people are screaming Allahu Akbar are fascists in
right.
France because the left is too cowardly to
right.
say, okay, we got to deal with this fucking problem, right?
Yeah.
So from my perspective, I'm actually standing up for liberal values. I believe in gay rights. I believe in women's rights, and if that means that I have to butt heads with some people who disagree with that, I don't care. But it's certainly better. We're gonna win over more moderate Muslims, and we're also gonna be able to thwart the religion. We're gonna be able to thwart fascists and white supremacists,
right.
if we, as progressive, tolerant people, are able to say there is a problem here. It is a problem that is fed by Islamism,
right.
and we gotta call it like it is, and we gotta figure out a way to embolden people. I've got friends who are like gay refugees from Iraq and
yeah.
Syria.
Yeah.
Well, I interviewed one of them today.
Tell,
did you watch
one today?
Hold on. Did you watch the Russian? Did you watch? By the
look
way,
at Tommy, do you want to meet some of these guys, Tommy? Some gay yeah. Iraqis?
Well, we'll get
actually, I interviewed one of them. He was really hot. He was actually a really hot guy. So, Tommy, I'm going to hook you up with a gay Iraqi refugee.
Just listen,
is it Iraqi grinder?
Oh yeah, ISIS loves that.
Shay's on fire over here.
No, they do love it. That's a common. Women are for babies. Boys are for pleasures. An old Middle Eastern. Thing.
I'm going to get some of that too.
But what I was going to say was that French thing where they don't let them wear their headscarf, I think that's dumb as shit.
Yeah, totally.
You're really
me too.
Making a problem that doesn't have to be because you want
right,
to wear their dumb
right,
ninja
right.
hats.
I don't think the state should be involved in what people can wear or what people can do or whatever. But
yeah.
I do but I do think that just culturally, we have to free ourselves to be able to speak and embolden the moderates in the Muslim world. And I don't think we do that by pretending that the problem of Islamism is not a problem of Islamism.
But here's the thing. If you pro-gay rights and all this pro-men marriage, you're not pro-religion. That's the facts.
But here, yeah, you're right.
You're not pro-religion.
Dude, the thing...
So everybody's a phony whatever. So we need a whole bunch... I agree. We need a whole bunch of phonies.
Well, yeah.
Because who wants the real thing of it? Or any of that shit? Who wants motherfucking real Christians?
The way to win over the phonies is to say that we understand that the threat that they face is the threat that we understand. Because the threat...
Is that
the threat that Muslims... Look, the threat that Islam... Most of the people who Islamists kill are Muslims. So we got to win over those Muslims and say, like, we are on your side because we're not going to, like, be peddling bullshit about what the cause of the problem is. We understand that it is a problem within your own community. So join us. Speak honestly. Speak freely. Yeah.
Or they can handle it themselves like they should have been fucking handling.
What?
Just fucking all these, like, ISIS. Like, why don't you guys go fucking handle that since you all have armies that we gave you the fucking weapons and all that shit.
Were you in that meeting, Kurt?
Yeah, I was.
It seems like every time they go out to fight. They go out to fight ISIS. Though ISIS takes their weapons and they come running back uniformless.
Why are they such pussy? Oh, this is the other thing, dude. Because the liberal, if you're an atheist liberal who's never had to be in a goddamn, like, I have my hatred of an.
That's me. Don't worry. Yeah. You can talk to me right now.
Okay, so my Abrahamic hatred is somebody who knows it. Do you understand?
Yeah.
So the bullshit they'll say is, no, that's terrorism is because they're marginalized people and they don't have enough money or whatever bullshit excuses they make. I remember being in a dumb cult, and let me tell you something. We wanted to be marginalized. We didn't want to join hands with you. You know that little sticker with all the faiths? We spit on that shit. You're
right.
Listen, we Jehovah's Witnesses don't make you do the killing, luckily. Like, God is going to eventually kill you all. But we didn't want to fucking have an interfaith prayer. You're wrong. We're right. You understand? And I hope you don't include us in your process. You're Babylon. That's how they think. There's no way you're going to, include them. And also, we don't want your fucking dirty money.
Right. So, Kurt, that's exactly right. So what I have to do as an atheist who wants to believe in human rights is listen primarily to people like you and also to Muslim dissidents who I know. I know a guy who called Fasid al-Matar, who's an Iraqi refugee. Who
what
comes
a wonderful
here?
Phrase.
And So the problem is that people who want to seem progressive, who want to seem like they're in favor of minority rights, tend to listen to the loudest voices in minority communities, who are actually not the people who should be listening to. You should be listening to people who are dissidents, who have gotten out, who have escaped from those communities, who are talking.
Like,
look, I've got. Look, did you see this?
Like that dummy.
So listen to this. So Richard Dawkins, right? You know him.
Yep.
Yeah, British biologist.
Family Feud.
In other words, Darryl Dawkins' brother. Is that Darryl Dawkins?
One of the great, one of the great communicators of science in the world. So he tweeted this. He tweeted, "Islam needs a feminist revolution. It will be hard. What can we do to help?"
Yeah, they absolutely do.
Yes. And the internet exploded. The internet went crazy.
What do you mean?
Here are these articles, news sites. So here's a headline. Richard Dawkins mansplains feminism to Muslim women. Atheist Richard Dawkins, hashtag tweet fail. Richard Dawkins fails spectacularly on feminism and Islam. Richard Dawkins needs to abandon his patronizing white savior paternalist Islamophobia.
All right, hold on.
Let's... Half of that.
All he said was, "I want to help."
Wait, okay. Aaron from Jezebel's here, managing editor of Jezebel.
Yes. Aaron, you can't get more feminine than that.
Actually, one of those headlines was probably from Jezebel.
Well, no, that's wrong. I don't. Yeah. Was that more of a daily dot?
Get her on the Goldstein commemorative mic.
So what happened? Because I was on Joe Rogan's podcast recently, and he and I were going crazy about this, but maybe I'm wrong.
You're
why
wrong.
Why am I wrong?
I don't know. We'll just ask Aaron.
What exactly do you want me to speak for?
Well, is that... No. So I want you to speak for Jezebel, but is that mansplaining?
In other words, is it Islamophobic and patronizing to say that Islam needs a feminist revolution, and what can we do to help?
I think that... Okay, I'm going to try and play this as down the middle as I can here. Mm. I think that anytime a man who is old and white tells a group of people that he is not like how to live,
the optics of that are really bad. So even if he had really good intentions. Yeah, that it still reads as like really, it still reads as patronizing.
Yeah.
Right. Even if he didn't mean it to be like.
But patronizing to who? Patronizing to the people. Patronizing who felt to the misogynistic to. Men who rule Muslim societies, but not patronizing to the women who.
I think that to tell the women what they need to do.
It's all right.
I think as a woman, if somebody comes up to me and is like, you know what, we need a feminist revolution in here. Like, what are you doing? I would be like, go, like, fuck off. Like, you know, especially if you're already, there are already women who are Muslim,
yes.
who are working for, like, equal rights.
Are you trying to support them?
Like that little girl who got shot all those times by the Pakistan.
Malala Yousafzai.
Sure. If he's trying to support them, then maybe he should, maybe he should give them a little shine. Maybe he should name check one of them. Maybe he should link to something one of them wrote.
Well,
maybe
it's a tweet, so he's only got 40
characters.
Hold on,
can I ask something, though? Because he didn't tell women shit. He said, what Islam needs, he's talking about Islam.
But I guess
secondly, I don't give a shit if he's a white. What is this new? How did we go from we're all equal to it's not what you said, it's who said it?
Right.
A white. No, so if someone else said it, it's right, but because it came out of pink lips, it's fucking not right.
Well,
I understand.
If somebody came up to you who had no idea, you were just talking as somebody who had a set of experiences being a Jehovah's Witness.
Yeah.
Yes.
And if somebody came up to you and tried who didn't have that experience,
like Ann Coulter?
And tried to explain to you what it was.
Christianity?
Would you be a little bit offended? I don't think it
like
has
you
any...
were.
I wasn't. I wasn't at all offended.
I mean,
that's
in fact,
true.
Nothing
that
offends
true.
Me.
That's true. That's
and
true.
Anyone can
that.
Say what they want
I
to
give
me
you that. I give you that.
Because I'm not a first world pussy.
You're right.
Watch Colin's show,
I give you that.
Unconstitutional. He says the greatest shit about this fucking bullshit that we have a show because every week there's a new 20-year-old dipshit who has, first of all, the fact that he's an old white man means you ought to shut the fuck up and listen to him if you're 20.
Yeah.
He knows more than you.
He does.
He's the greatest, one of the best. Anyway, whatever. The point
we're
is,
talking about is Colin Quinn, me, ladies and gentlemen.
I mean,
a good friend of mine and
a
wonderful
shit?
Comedy
how before. Dare an old right, man who knows more than I do say to me, I'm a college girl. I have it figured out, and no man could ever. Sure, how dare you? I don't mean Aaron, but you know what I'm talking about.
I get it.
I always feel like it's like the, you know, when you tell a toddler not to say a bad word and you curse around a toddler and they're like, ooh, you said a bad thing. And you're like, yeah, I know, but you don't understand the context of what I'm saying because you're a baby and I know you're not supposed to say
that. Well,
but I think that's kind of what it is with a lot of people.
It's also the idea of like,
out.
Is something annoying or is something like newsworthy? And like, you can find that annoying, but I think that like writing a whole article about that is maybe not necessary.
Somebody had a deadline. Is what you're,
how also, you like, if
also, it's okay. Like, I mean, like... that outrage doesn't matter. I think like they put too much stock in the Twitter said a bunch of things. Like, who cares? Twitter will fall asleep in 12
Shay,
hours.
That, I'm
but
glad
it's not Twitter saying. It's articles in legitimate publications.
That's
that
fine,
down.
But those articles don't matter.
Well, they do. I mean, they end up coming up when you search his name. I know this because I've been the brunt
but
of
Twitter storms.
But
I'm saying that only matters for as long as your computer's on. And then when you go outside and you're actually doing stuff,
it don't matter.
Right, but who lives a life where their computer isn't constantly on.
Right,
I mean, I've had interviews with people where on the basis of the fact that I'm a white man, my comments are taken completely out of context.
Yes, and a white foreign man, by the way.
And the most hated
man.
No, exactly. That's right. No, but I also stumble into shit that I don't understand because I'm in this country as a foreigner, and so I think I'm saying something that seems totally reasonable, and I don't realize all of the cultural and racial nuances that exist in the United States.
Right. I definitely want to stab you three times.
I'll say
I definitely want to stab you some.
Exactly. And then Sherrod keeps stalking me outside my house. Yeah. I don't even know. So,
that's my house, nigga.
It's not
but what I'm
it's not true to say like, oh, it's just online. Your online is everything. I open my phone and all of a sudden I've got 150, 1,050 hateful messages.
That's not currency. That doesn't matter.
What I'm saying is
if 100,000 people say, no, I disagree, but 50 people in real life say, I'm going to help you do this, then you were successful.
Exactly.
True. Yes, good point.
That's what I'm saying.
Can I ask you something?
But just to clarify,
they all said bad things about what he said. Who fucking cares if they said bad things?
Just to clarify, it's not that they're saying I disagree. It's that they're saying they're going to kill me.
Yep. Oh, I got a bunch of y'all gonna kill you.
None of them have followed through on it. Like, you're fine.
Not yet.
Is that in a couple of death threats? Is that it?
Okay, hold on.
Wait. I got a bunch of those. Wait. I'm going to have several tonight.
Yeah.
It's actually kind of a pride of place, the number of death threats.
Listen, somebody's still going to cave my, quote, Jew skull in at some point and make me study the Torah
first. He's got several messages.
But do you think it could be, I got two things. One is, do you think that could be what you just said about these killers where don't report them because it's glorifying? And this tweet, this shit, kind of what Shay just said, it almost like this, like the people go, well, that's terrible. And then we go, can you believe they said this? It's kind of like how it's inspiring those fucking shooters, you know? I think you're right, because you've been through that shit for sure, right?
And that's what it is. And you're supposed to ignore it. You hear it, and you hear it all the time, and people are like, "This, he's an asshole, he's this, and this. And then you go outside, and nobody fucking makes eye contact with you. They don't read it.
I still have people, hold on.
They could care less.
Shay, I do have people still from
it's
this.
It's entertaining. It's entertainment to talk bad about, to hate something.
I still, to this day, from that fucking Daily Dot article that fucking pig wrote, just the smear job of that. To this, and the show in Chattanooga, this black girl in the crowd was like, I don't know if I was going to come because I read on Google. I'm like, well, the disturbing online trail of Kurt Metzger, go on. Like,
she was talking about barbecue discounts, dude.
Yeah, and then
it's like, usually it's Rib Wednesdays. Oh, well, and it's never, not Rib Wednesdays because you here.
Oh, yeah, never mind. Oh, you know what? It could have been that.
I thought Cool Bubba Ice was coming, but then you showed up. And I don't know how the wing deal works.
Aaron, this is why I ask Aaron. How many of these articles are... Because, you know, I didn't find out until kind of recently that these titles that drive me nuts, it's not even the person who did the article writing them, it's their editor to create a grabbing headline.
Clickbait.
So how much of that shit is like, seriously, some writer just has a deadline, and let's face it, it's always these like poorly paid like blog writers. Like, I mean, is a lot of it that?
Well, I think it really depends on like the person works. How like I personally rewrite a lot of the headlines that run on Jezebel now. Part of the reason is because people, when writing their own headlines, would get like hyperbolic and like stretch the truth and use words like fucking mansplain, which I can't, with that word anymore.
Mansplain it.
Well, let me mansplain it to you. No, but like,
Who picks the awful picture when every time it's a bad article, they pick a picture of you looking like this?
That's like a boring rights thing. But
I never look good in a fucking picture about me. Ever. I haven't looked good in an article.
Well, you need to have like Getty take pictures of you or something so they can like license it or get a mugshot and look really good.
I always look super confused after I said something dumb.
I also, actually, the only way in which I feel bad for Donald Trump right now is that every bad article about Donald Trump always has a picture of him, like, pouting, because he's got so many, there are so many pictures of him. Yeah. It's like, you know, and Trump is angry about something, and it's like, it's him scowling with a big, like, pursed lips and everything.
Let's
I'm
go,
like, that's a little bit unfair.
Let's go do that Trump story. Okay. Yeah, hold on, we're going to do the Trump story. Oh, wait, but tell the story first.
Yeah, sure. So Donald Trump's had a big week in the news. He came head-to-head with Megyn Kelly. Roger Ailes is asking for an apology from Donald Trump.
No.
Oh, yeah. So
Univision.
He got into another fight with George Ramos.
Oh, great line.
Right? With Univision.
Trump. Yeah.
So Ramos, who became a naturalized U.S. citizen 7 years ago, has been he's one of the most recognized names in Spanish television. People say that Spanish language news has almost the same pull as the priest at the pulpit.
Yes, he's right behind. Yeah. I heard Jorge Ramos is right behind Speedy Gonzalez.
Oh, my God.
It's Speedy Gonzalez.
Racism!
Him.
Racism!
And then it's a Puerto Rican girl.
Is a racist.
Is he the guy that dresses up like the bumblebee?
So, Donald Trump had him. They had a long interaction at a press conference. Donald Trump kicked him out, which we can pull up, and then invited him back in. But he refuses to apologize.
Good,
we have Mr. Trump.
He's got my vote.
We
for
have
telling
Trump.
That guy.
Can I?
Whoa, whoa, stop! Stop! What'd you just say?
We have Trump on the line.
No, we don't.
Yes, we do.
All right. Well, let's see what's
up. Line three.
Hello,
guys. Hello.
Who is this?
It's the Donald. It's me. It's the Donald.
Donald Trump.
I've been listening to the show. Guys, it's a fantastic show, let me tell you. It's a real pleasure to be on with you guys.
Yeah?
I think you're all fantastic.
You do?
This is actually Trump. Is this Trump?
This is the Donald. I'm calling from my helicopter. Actually, I'm sitting next to the pilot. It's a little noisy. Let me go into the other room.
There's a room on the helicopter?
Oh, it's him. That's definitely him.
Oh, yeah. Donald Trump.
Now, I don't know if you heard. We had a drunk Trump on here. I hope you didn't find that disrespectful, Mr. Trump.
Mr. Future President.
You know, I got to say, this Artie Lang is a bit of a loser. Somebody called my office yesterday. They said, this guy's doing a drunk Trump. I listen to the thing. He doesn't sound a bit like me. He doesn't sound anything like me. You know, first of all, I don't drink a lot anymore, but when I did, first of all, let me tell you something. My face gets very red.
So that's how to identify the right Trump when he's drunk.
Oh, he's got a red face like an Asian girl?
Yeah.
Every Asian, they're really allergic to alcohol, but I keep giving it to them.
Sherrod, racist again.
Well, so I'm just telling you facts from my life, sir.
Mr. Trump, is there anything that you want to talk about with this story? Now, I personally feel like you're the anti-Bernie Sanders after he got punked out by those two fucking clowns.
Definitely.
And I love what you said to that guy. They suck.
Yeah, that's true.
The Raven Simones attacked them?
Not that Bernie had a chance, but I mean, listen, what a pussy.
If a black woman interrupts you, you got to let her finish.
Oh, no, I don't. No. I got a mic stand. Get out of pocket with me. Let's see that happen.
You got two violent Tempest Bledsoes coming at you. What are you going to do?
Man. What are the cops?
Thanks, girls.
What are the cops not going to believe me? Dr. Trump. I mean, President Trump. Can you shed any light on this situation?
Are you talking the Bernie Sanders?
No, yeah. Well, whatever you want.
Look, Bernie Sanders is probably a very nice guy, but look, I'm a billionaire.
Right.
I'm a fantastic, huge billionaire. Bernie Sanders is just this hippie, mayor from Burlington, Vermont. You know, there's no competition here.
Yeah.
I'm a friggin' rock star, and he's a grandpa,
Yeah.
That's what it boils down to.
Well, what about the Univision thing?
Oh, yeah, with Jorge Ramos trying to corner you and make you speak to him out of term. He jumped up in the news conference.
Univision is the bottom of the barrel of network broadcasting, I'll tell you. And, I mean, yeah. Tune in on a Saturday, all it is parade coverage. More parade.
Oh, he's got my vote so hard. I don't watch it that much, but it's on at the laundromat all the time.
Is it a parade to the delivery room? Because you know this.
Are you going to meet with, so you're not going to go to
everything on a porno set, too. That's what bugs me. I saw brightly colored.
Is there anything you want to say about the campaign or anything? We have a couple of minutes. When are we going to break?
We got a couple of minutes.
Yeah. Go ahead, Mr. Trump. Anything you want to throw out before we have to go to the break?
Everyone's been fantastic. It's, and a lot of the Latinos are showing up. I love Latino people.
Yeah.
I have a lot of them that work for me. So a lot of people say, well, they work for you. They work for you. Why do you keep saying, the Latinos that work for me, you ever see the movie Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory?
I sure have,
of course.
Okay. The Oompa Loompas, that's like the Latinos. Those are the happiest people in the movie.
You have a point, Mr. Trump. Point. You have a
Oompa
point.
Oompa Latinos. I didn't even realize that was a thing. So
this,
you had them all.
Wrong.
They're singing songs. They're having a blast while all the kids are being tortured and destroyed and blown up like a blueberry.
Yeah. He has a point.
He has a point, but I feel like he's crossing the line.
And that's what he does, and that's why he's going to be our president, Mr. Trump.
We really appreciate you calling in.
Any final words, Mr. Trump, before you? I'm sure you're a very busy man.
I appreciate all your votes. And thank you guys for having me on. It was a blast.
And send Melania my love, would you?
I will. I'll send her my love while I'm giving. I'll send her your love while I'm giving her my love.
Okay. Oh, that's beautiful.
That's gonna be a great two
any,
minutes.
Any message to the Latino community who's a little upset with you?
I guess just keep on keeping on.
Thank you, Mr. Trump. Thank you, President Trump. We appreciate that.
It's a fantastic show. Keep it up.
Thank you, sir.
Wow. Matt Dillon and then Donald Trump.
That was great.
Yeah. Stacey Dash really missed out.
Stacey Dash. Don't worry. I'll talk to her at the house when I get home. We'll straighten this out.
What else we got?
Well, we got a lot of shit. Should we take a break real fast?
Oh, we got to get to Kitty because our friend of the show, Kitty, who's here.
Speaking of Bill Cosby.
Yeah, speaking of getting Cosby.
She had a Cosby weekend.
Some scumbag fucking drugged her drink at this bar, Lily's.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, we're going to get to the bottom of it.
And Big J and Jeff Leach, who's been on the show, had to fucking help her in a cab. Well, she's going to tell the story. We're going to do a break because we're going to have Kitty come on and tell what happened. And,
yes.
And then whatever, we're going to...
Look, there's nothing an Australian loves more than a story about a drunk raping.
No,
I
she didn't listen.
I heard that
about you. Honestly, guys, because...
Whoa!
Cosbytron, no one's talking to you.
I'm just speaking the truth.
There's nothing they love more?
Cosby.
Nothing we love more.
Hey, Cosbytron, we're going on break. What are you going to do?
I'm smart because...
Cosby John?
Well, ain't nothing happened to me yet.
That's true.
All right, we're going on a break. We'll be right back. Race Sports.
I'm going to sniff a little coke, and I may even shoot some heroin.
Race Wars. We'll be right back.
You know what the show's about? There you go. Bingo. Let's get away. Let's see if we can talk to him real fast. All right, let's go into Kitty first.
Listen, we got there's some shit happening to our friend, but you could jump on the mic.
Let's put him on. We'll put him on this mic right here.
Okay, yeah.
You want me on that one too?
Yeah, not yet. We'll get, because Mano came, and then we're going to get to it. All right, so, holy shit, we are like jam-packed, dude.
It's great. We got rapper Mano in the house.
Yeah, fucking Mano just walked in. Thank you, Mano.
I can't believe it.
All right.
Hey, I wouldn't want to be nowhere else.
That is not an impression. That's Mano.
Yes.
Octavia, that is Mano.
I want him to hear the Kitty story, too. I want him to hear this.
Mano.
It's not a happy story.
No, it's not
like
happy.
A good time.
But
like
you know what?
I feel like I'm going to bring everybody down.
No.
I want to hear the Kitty story.
It's not a happy story.
Wait, okay.
I'm really sorry.
Let me set this up. Because so Kitty's a friend of the show. Mm-hmm. So over the weekend.
Oh, by the way, that song was Deer Hunter, Snakeskin.
I love
new
that song.
That was
a great
Deer
song.
Deer Hunter. All right, new song.
So Kitty, some piece of shit. I mean, and like a cliche out of Law and Order, like a frat boy, fucking Cosby'd her fucking drink
this weekend.
Didn't get her. Luckily, her friends got her.
You woke
out.
Up on that one, didn't you?
Yeah. but she, I mean, and I talked to her after, he poisoned the shit out of her. Like, she was fucked up. So she's going to tell, because I just want her to tell what happened, and just on the odd chance someone knows who the fuck this is.
Right.
You know, maybe somebody knows something.
We can thank him.
But even, look.
Ask him where he got it.
But even, why do they still sell that? I don't understand.
Is
there
a legit? What it is.
What doctor is like, I think you need roofies.
It could be a concoction of several things that made it happen. Now, tell us what happened, Kitty. What night was it?
Okay, so Saturday night, me and my girlfriend went and had a full crab dinner, like, you know, biscuits, potatoes, crab, whole shebit.
Okay.
We had a drink with dinner. We went to a bar called Lily's right outside Union Square.
And you told me you were there.
And I text you, and you didn't fucking show up. My mom actually.
But I said my friend with the roofies.
Wait a second, Sherrod Small didn't show up somewhere.
I don't know.
That's not possible. I run a podcast.
Just let her tell the story.
So this douchebag guy, you know, collared shirt, comes in, sits next to me, and he's like, "Hey, nice tattoos, whatever. Get on."
Was he a young dude or older dude?
He was like late 20s, early 30s. He's paying cash for drinks. He's like really. My girl and I'm just like, okay, whatever. I'm
no
ignoring
paper trail.
Him. I'm with, you know, three other girls. Me and one of my girlfriends goes downstairs. We're in the bathroom. We're taking selfies, you know, being girls, being bitches. So we go back and he's sitting in my seat and he's like leaning over like where my drink is and I'm just like, bro, move your shit. Get out of my seat. And he's like, oh yeah, no problem. He moves over. We finish our drinks and we leave and he's like, oh, wait, where are you going? Are you leaving? Let me come with you. And I was like, no. So we go down to the Comedy Cellar and we see Jeff Leach do stand-up. And he went from the Comedy Cellar somewhere else, like another comedy place around the way. And I walk downstairs and things are a little weird. I'm standing there. I'm watching Jeff do stand-up. And I look at my girlfriend and I'm like petrified and I go black. Apparently.
You mean go black like black dude?
Like,
no.
just blacked out
like Tracy Morgan.
Yeah. lights are out. Apparently, I just fucking ate it.
You passed out?
Just fucking ate it.
And hit the ground.
But I was apparently still awake. I couldn't walk. I couldn't
talk.
Was
you standing?
I don't know. From what's been told to me, no. So Big J and Jeff Leach come over and apparently pick me up and somebody paid for a fucking Uber for me, whoever that is.
I think maybe Big J or somebody.
I don't know who that is. They literally carry me into a car and I kind of remember my friend going, "Are you okay? I think you were drugged. I can't see anything. It's black." Apparently I'm still awake though. I woke up like 10 hours later, face down on my floor. Apartment door open.
Was I there?
I had like.
Sorry.
No, my mom
out.
Still blames that you weren't there. The reason this happened.
Did she really blame me?
I was like, my friends didn't show up. My guy friends. She was like, if you would have been with a man, this would have never happened.
Well, not
your mom.
No,
said
it wouldn't have happened. Yes. It definitely would have happened if I was there.
But it was.
You'd have woke up at my place. I would have made you breakfast.
Wait, is your mom from like Yemen or some shit? What kind of?
She's from California.
So you didn't know this guy at all from a hole in the wall.
His name's Matt. That's what he told you.
He said his name was Matt. He was like a chubby, blondish, redhead kid. And he played catch. Like, I called the bar. They were like, oh, my God, we're so sorry. And at one point in time, the bartender actually came over and asked if he was bothering me because he kept trying to, like, initiate
conversation. I mean, why would a chubby little redhead kid need to drug anyone to get sex? He sounds like a catch.
Right?
But no, so here's what something that I'm interested about the way that these drugs work. Do you have any idea whether or not you are actually conscious of what you were doing at the time and you only don't remember it? Or do you think that all of that period of time you were actually, like, passed out?
Right. I just got to say, a story just broke that Derrick Rose from the Chicago Bulls got charged with drugging and gang raping his ex-girlfriend.
No.
Yeah. And by the way,
breaking news.
Yo, in Nashville, when I was in Chattanooga.
As we talking about this,
did he tear his knee up doing it?
When I was in Chattanooga with that, they were telling me there's like an epidemic in Nashville right now. I don't know how this is making such a huge... How come I can't get Quaaludes, but this shit is out still?
Right? I can't buy
spray paint. But Kitty, it's rules to partying, you know? You gotta
four drinks with a full meal.
Well, you saw him standing over your drink, though. You gotta not drink that.
Listen, you can't accept drinks from people.
I never would have thought in life. Yeah. I'm a nice person. Like, I never would have thought in life. Somebody would be like, I'm gonna drug this bitch.
Everybody's not nice.
Everybody's not nice.
You can't leave your drink unattended.
Yeah, if you leave a drink at a bar, don't come back to it.
No, hold not on. At all. Yeah.
I put my dick and everything in that drink.
Sure. Exactly.
Sounds like you're blaming the victim.
I had no idea. I literally the next day threw up for like 14
dude, she was
hours.
Fucked up.
I was tremoring. Wow.
Like, she that's called
not,
me up.
That's not really funny. It's the best. That's a sad story.
Anything can happen.
You know what's so shitty, dude? Because this is what makes me furious about it. Because, you know, people really, even with the Cosby thing, even people think he did it. And I heard, like, shit here and there of, like, well, they're asleep. Like, some people think that's, like, a less bad than, like, a ski mask rape.
But you wake up, you're like,
he could have fucking killed. You could kill someone with that.
You don't know
somebody's intake. Everybody's body.
I mean, the fucking.
Allergic.
Right.
Yeah. I have more respect for a fucking knife guy than this piece. I mean, it's the most cowardly shit to be like, oh, I don't care. I'm going to put some shit and we'll see what happens.
Yeah,
it's like
you can't even accept drinks from people, man.
No, it's like,
that Mike said
when Kurt told me this, I told her, I don't know why women even.
You can't do that.
Don't leave a drink anywhere.
You can't do that.
If I was a girl, I would walk around my drink around my neck like a St. Bernard.
I'd have a little barrel of
he just called women dogs. He just said women were dogs.
It's National Dog Day.
I absolutely would.
Yeah. Like Mr. Belvedere.
I mean, it's like but that's like a cliche, like the fucking wife. First of all, I'm throwing this out there. I mean, the odds of finding one white guy named Matt are pretty
We know that he's a short, fat guy who has red hair. But I do think that there's something particularly unseemly about the way that Cosby did it. Allegedly. Which is, as you're right, Kurt, like, there is something horrible about the idea of, like, let me just put these people...
Well, in all fairness, Kurt's not the only one that thinks that was horrible. That's a consensus.
Yeah. The only person in the world who thinks this is horrible is Kurt.
Here I stand alone.
Kurt is a man who made and break
I'm
wrote
indifferent.
This story.
You know, I'm in
good argument, Kurt.
Hold on, Erin. Because Erin, she's from Jezebel. Because she said
she's
might be able
from
to throw something out. I don't know.
So, yeah, I mean, we cover...
The booty like, looking nice, though, Kitty. I tell you that. Booty looking right. Come on, Mano. Come on, you got a nice booty for a boy girl. Don't be like that now.
Oh.
Yeah. That's what Dr. King talked about, brother.
People out there dying for those. Yeah. Yeah. They're dying to get those.
Terrible. Do you say people are dying for those? They're overseas right now fighting for that ass.
There are women in the Dominican offering the kitty.
Well,
Erin, we gotta get the kitty pack.
Hold on, let Erin say her.
I go ahead, Erin. We talk about booty. I'm sorry, Erin.
Yeah, no, it's fine. That's a part of life.
booty is a part of life. That's on my business card, by the way. Booty is a part of life.
That's my next tattoo.
And the Dalai Lama said that.
Yeah. Booty is a part of life.
I think Deepak Chopra had a book there. Booty is a part of life. That's a Deepak.
Booty. I saw that on the Oprah Network. They were talking about
the oxygen, the old network.
Well, anyway, rape.
That was Eckhart Tolle's fourth book, Rape.
All right, go ahead. So you can say anything.
No, but we've like reported on stuff like this, and we actually had a story that ran a couple weeks ago about a person who went to Happy Endings And since it's like on the Lower East Side.
We
happy
know.
Endings? Yeah.
Oh. The ABC show?
Oh, my God.
The ABC That's show with Damon Wayans Jr.?
No, the real happy endings.
Well, okay. I mean, talk about the irony of that.
It's the vat of bars. So it's like a shitty... Okay, anyway. So this girl, like, went in, says that she was... says that she was drugged, and she, like, her alleged assailant, like, saw it through. So it's like, it happens here in New York City. And it, like, you know, it kind of seems like something you'd read about, like, in teen magazines in, like, the 90s.
Right.
It's still a thing. It's making a comeback.
It's making a big comeback.
What's
in the
making
South.
A comeback?
So drug and roofies and drug and girls.
You told me a bunch of bartenders that I was talking to, like at all bars.
He was just in Chattanooga this weekend doing shows
in Nashville, and they got it's like a nonstop thing there. I don't know why it's like flooding there, but I couldn't find no.
What happens just to having game?
Right. What do they expect to happen?
Yeah, man.
After you drug. A female.
What happens?
What happens?
I'll tell you what. They think she's not going to remember, and the drug leaves your system very quickly.
Yeah.
So they're expecting to get into a sexual relationship.
Because she was like, even Kitty said she was still awake, but she was blacked out.
I mean, there's some people that are necrophiliacs, and they're into that. They're into people that don't move when they like...
Yeah. Right, exactly. I don't even want it. Like having sex with a mummy.
This is an important fucking physiological point. Are you fucking cognizant when you're doing it and then you don't remember it?
No.
Or is it that you are sort of paralyzed and you're just
out? She went out.
Yeah, but we all, like, people, even alcoholics go into blackout phases, right?
Exactly.
So I know people who are such alcoholics that they will get into a zone where a buddy of mine, not a buddy, an acquaintance of mine, literally booked a ticket from New York to London and flew the entire flight, woke up in a hotel in London and was like, where the fuck am I? And didn't realize that he'd done the whole thing.
He roofied himself. So that's what happened, basically.
So that is exactly my question. So is it the case that when the person is under the spell of the roofie or the, you know, total alcoholic insane fuck out, that they are capable of behaving like a human being?
Yes. Very suspicious question.
And they appear like a human being, or is it that they're just like passed out?
I was told I could not walk, I could not talk, but my eyes were awake and I could try to respond. But I couldn't actually form.
But
full
did you? You did not leave with him, did you, Kitty?
No, I was with my friends at a comedy club, and I didn't even know one of them was there until I saw him while we were walking in here. He looked like he'd saw a ghost.
Was your vagina working?
Like, yeah, no, Big J.
It was Big J.
Yo, Charlie.
You knew I was going with this.
What? Was your vagina capable of working?
Yeah. Well, I mean, it is just a hole. So
I've got a pop as well. I think we were talking about that earlier.
Did your mouth work?
Did your mouth?
Did your underarm pits for Kurt? What you like? Did your underarm pits work? He likes what he likes.
I just want to know what kind of man, like who are these guys?
It's a bunch of Jeffrey Dahmers apparently. Roaming around,
able to drag a limp body and still have the energy to have sex.
Exactly.
No, listen. Exhausted. This guy, listen.
Carry you home.
I'm going out with you because I know.
But look, hold on. This dude, he either mistimed it. These guys try to time it. So this dude was dogging her the whole night.
Trying to time it when it kicked in.
Like putting fingers in front of her eye. Like, hi, flashlight.
How many fingers do I have up?
Yeah.
I gave her an eye chart. Can you see the knee?
I see shades of red.
Well, if you, listen,
I know
if
I
anybody there.
All
right, Cosby-tron.
That's awful, man.
Mano, I'm sorry that we got this.
I want to talk to Mano, though.
It's all good.
Mano got a good story, man.
It's all right, man.
First of all, you spent 10 years in prison.
Yeah, so they say.
Did you fuck with that?
So they say.
God bless you.
I got roofied and then I woke up. And it told me 10 years had passed. I mean, shit.
Holy shit. Did you deal with real racists? Where were you, first of all?
I was in the state of New York City. I mean, not New York, state of New York.
Upstate?
Upstate. A lot of different prisons upstate. Like, maybe like 10 different prisons.
Now, did you stay in a prison where the two dudes broke out recently?
No, but I was in that prison before. I was in that prison years ago.
And did it look weak, like you can get out?
No. That's probably one of the most secure prisons that you could possibly be in. That's like a max A prison.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
How long were you there?
I was in prison, so they say, maybe... How many fingers do you
Ten.
Have?
Ten.
Really?
Yeah.
That's a fucking, seems like a long time.
Now, what about the white supremacists? I want to know the whole, because I watch Locked Up.
You know what?
We all watch Locked Up on MSNBC.
You know what, though? I don't think you come, in New York State,
as close with those people as you do, like, in California. Because when I watched Locked Up 2, and I'm like, I didn't see that. I don't remember this.
Right.
No. Now, I've,
was it the roofie?
You? It might have been the roofie. I thought I was on my way to college.
You thought you signed up for the Army.
I signed up for something else. Woke up and said, how the fuck did I get here?
There's a prison recruiter in the mall.
Yes.
You want to go to college, young man?
Yeah. Oh, shit. I don't think.
Prison recruiter.
I watch Locked Up, and I see things that I've never saw before. This right. is different. California State.
What about the Booty Bandit?
We're trying to get him on
Fleece
the show,
Johnson.
Actually.
Oh, Booty Bandit.
Remember Fleece Johnson? It's like, I got booty. More
that's
important
Kentucky.
Than air.
Yeah, but exactly. This is what I'm always thinking. Like when people are like, "Oh, I didn't realize that there were white supremacists in prison because I was in prison in like Maine." Well, yeah, try being in prison in Alabama or Missouri
right.
or Mississippi. It's probably going to be a different.
Okay, right.
It's probably going to be a lot more
Josh,
white supremacists.
I'm glad you listen. Right, I don't know if you know this because we got him here because we were going to help because we want to help Kitty. By the way, if you know anything, please fucking tweet, whatever. Hopefully this guy, because who knows, he's going to do it again, this sack of shit. He's not getting it right.
He's probably doing it right now.
Yes.
I know.
Yes.
It's fucking scary, yes, man. That's terrifying.
It is.
So,
yeah.
So we got Dr. Phil here to help counsel Kitty, but we could have Dr. Phil talk to Mano about prison, too.
Dr. Phil,
welcome to the show, first of all, Dr. Phil.
Hey, everybody. How are you? Well, it's just great to be here, and sadly enough, it's a very sensitive subject.
Yeah.
That's true, yes. Dr. Phil.
You're right, Dr. Phil. It's very sensitive.
Do you
want to say anything, Mano?
Or Kitty? Yeah, Mano first.
What's up, Dr. Phil?
He's big time right now, man.
Hey, how are you? I've heard you a little bit on the circuit. How's it going?
hey, man, listen. We put that all in the past, though, Phil. Can I call you Phil?
Well, now, what's your story? You were in prison, right?
Yeah.
For what again?
They say I moved one person from one place to another.
Yes.
Wait, what?
Is that
I called him a chauffeur. He was just chauffeur.
Exactly.
Were you an Uber driver?
It was first degree chauffeuring.
I went to the mall. I was trying to get recruited for college and the Army at the same time. Somebody asked me for a drive. I said, sure. And then I woke up 10 years later with a kidnapping charge. Oh,
he was the first degree Uber.
Yeah.
He's using some black code words with me. I can't figure this out.
Well, Dr. Phil, really, Kitty, I want to, like, what do you have anything about Kitty?
Yes,
because she's traumatized.
You know, 17.7 million women out there have been raped or been attempted to be victims of rape. So
besides what Sherrod did, I mean.
This is actually
knocks it down to 14. That knocks it down to 14.
Yeah, this is very.
Are you rounding up or down?
You know they give me the pussy, nigga. Kitty, come give me some pussy in front of these niggas just to show them that
no,
we
just
all
to
good.
Show them.
That
just
we
to
good.
Show them.
Just to prove my point.
Well, you're interrupting Dr. Phil.
I'm sorry, Dr. Phil.
No, this is very common amongst women to put yourself in this situation.
Wait, what?
Let me ask you.
Dr. Phil, hold on.
Whoa.
Hold on a cotton picking minute.
You know.
Damn.
Here's the problem. Are you nuts? First of all, you know, Kitty, you're a very friendly girl. You're very gregarious. I like that about you. But maybe you ever think that your personality is just a little bit too forward with everybody.
Oh, Jesus Christ, doctor.
Wait, he's a doctor. He has a method.
He is a doctor.
He's a doctor.
He's a qualified doctor.
It doesn't sound right, but he is a doctor.
You know, sometimes being affable can send out the wrong signals to a man that he thinks you might like him, but you don't.
Now, is affable a medical term?
We need to see credentials.
Now you said you weren't being very friendly with him in the beginning, right?
No.
She said no. Dr.
She's hostile. So. She's hostile.
Is it possible that you your attitude sucked?
Doctor, she has told you exactly what happened. There's no ambiguity.
If you were friendly to him up front, he wouldn't have done that. But obviously, you frustrated him. Why don't you just do what you normally do?
How did
just
Oprah put this Dr.
off?
Phil out here like this?
Let Dr. Phil finish.
All right,
let
Dr.
him finish.
Phil, sorry, I just is I don't.
It, you know what
I
mean?
It sounds like victim
blaming. He did
to
it
me.
Out of frustration because you wouldn't give him the time of day. So if you just gave him some attention up front, that never would have happened.
You know what? Jezebel Aaron's just nodded her head. Yes, she just said yes. Yeah, she's yeah. definitely behind this. Go ahead, finish, Dr. Phil. Jezebel's behind this.
I think you have to do some of your own personal house cleaning with yourself.
Clean out. She's gonna clean out her own emotional house.
You gotta,
like
you gotta, yeah, you gotta dust up that emotional well and figure out what you're doing to put out that energy. Because I know plenty of women who've never been touched or raped or attacked or anything.
Enough about your wife, Dr. Phil. She's never been touched by a man. We know that. We see her on
Mano,
your show.
Mano, do you agree with Dr. Phil? I feel a little iffy about this.
I can't agree with you on that, Dr. Phil. I just think
but
that,
he's a doctor.
You know,
you say that, and I.
It's almost hard not to agree with you. But I just think that women have to be more careful.
Definitely.
At these bars.
Men too, Tommy.
No, you know everybody. What? I, you know.
But why is it the job of women to be careful not Man, to be no, raped?
It's not the job
no,
of
no,
women
you know
to
what?
Be careful.
Because I do want to, because that is a thing
careful
that we should clarify.
Partying, mean, I
right,
mean.
Because there is a fine line between victim blaming and, I was talking this before, yeah. With that, when Bill Burr had that Caitlyn Jenner joke, and somebody and I go, you know, somebody thought his joke was going to get transsexual women killed, and I'm like, here's how they die. If you look at the stats, it's minority communities.
Leave us out of this, Kurt.
I would like to, but I can't.
Okay.
Fucking.
We like to say boom, bye, bye in the Bati boy's head. Ruben Obanotarasi, money must be dead.
Hold on, the other thing, Sharon.
Two shots dead to him, chin. Sorry, Tommy. I like the tune. I don't stand by the lyrics, but the tune is a fun tune.
Also, there's like a gay panic. Because how many trans women do you know? Because I know a few.
I know three. I invited the other one, the one who has a crush on you. I saw at the stand the other day.
Can we get her?
Yes, I'm trying to get on so bad. Yeah, she wants a crush. She's like, what? Is Kurt scared of me?
I know.
No, ah, I love
it's
that she
not
loves
that
Kurt.
She would like send me too many fucking messages, and my girlfriend's like, why is this person?
No, don't blame it on Karen. Karen's down. Karen's down for it, nigga. She, yeah.
Well, you know what though? Hold on. Karen might be, because she's not into pussy. When we fuck other people, she don't want to fuck pussy. But
she don't have to fuck
but
pussy.
Bet you,
but she's still the high five. She's gonna stand in high five you.
If they got the dick in the tits,
it.
She probably right.
Yeah, oh, man.
Dick and tits. We'll talk about
Karen.
She's gonna think about it.
This transsexual loves Kurt, and it makes Kurt uncomfortable.
Well, I would. Say
like
too
the,
comfortable.
It's like the peanut butter and jelly in the same jar. You know?
But I, listen.
It's the goobers of people.
God damn it, Mike is on fire.
I don't miss Stacey Dash one bit right now.
You know, Stacey Dash is going to be on the show tonight.
And what happened?
She was flying in tonight, so she had to reschedule. She didn't work out.
But what is
the
vibe? I want to
okay,
understand,
so,
Kurt, what your yeah, point about trans people
well,
is.
Well, okay, so...
Because I'm the only sexually ambiguous person here at this...
We know you're gay, it's fine.
Everything. Shut up,
go
ambiguous.
Go to Tommy's call that you're
just
gay.
Just because
I... What do you mean? I'm married to a man, of course.
Sit on my lap and tell me
that. Gay.
We know you like cock, nigga.
The fact that I like boobies still permeates this whole studio.
Okay, hold on.
Boobies and cock, you greedy nigga.
Wait, listen.
I want it all, baby! I want it all!
Wait, Dr. Phil, can you address this ambiguity that Josh just laid on us?
Well, I want to understand what the point is.
Okay,
Phil,
let me say the point first.
Trans
those
people.
Aussies is like, whatever comes out that zipper, I'm sucking.
Okay. We're on the other side of the world. Whatever's got a face. If it's got
hold
a
on.
Face, I'll fuck it.
Let me... let me
so
just say this thing.
Right.
Just call...
Sorry,
Jesus.
Kurt, I got crazy.
Okay.
I missed you. I missed you in Chattanooga.
I know. I missed you too.
All right.
First of all, there is a victim blame. Like Dr. Phil, I felt like was victim blaming. Just
well,
now.
He's a doctor, so maybe
okay.
he has a.
But you got to be careful.
Opinion,
you got to be careful.
Anybody. That's anybody.
Right. And so because when I hear these, because they have that that thing you can put in drinks to see if someone drug. You can dip your nail
right
in your drink to see if there's a drug in it. Something for women. And I read a lot of outraged feminist things like, right. Oh, I shouldn't have to. Yes, of course you shouldn't have
you
to.
You shouldn't have to.
But I shouldn't have to lock up my bike.
Indeed.
But if it gets stolen, you're gonna go, hey, Kurt, lock your bike
right.
up next time.
Exactly. That you shouldn't have to, but it doesn't mitigate the fact that
right.
there's weirdos out there.
100%.
And it's a lot of weirdos that prey on women.
Yes.
And
it's not about blaming them.
I agree. They should stop.
Shouldn't
we all agree on that, right?
Open yeah. drinks from people.
Hell no.
And you shouldn't leave your drink.
Never leave your drink. Never go to the bathroom.
Two rules
and come back.
Wait,
man, I just gave you that drink. You're drinking my drink.
Wait. Stop. 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 Hold on. But Mino, okay? What if she really needed to take a selfie in the ladies' room? Now, surely that's.
Then you have to take the drink with you.
Thank you. Take your drink. Wow, how comfortable is your life that you think you can leave your bar? You're drinking a bar in Manhattan and come back and drink that drink.
With that ass. You with that ass.
I got friends who will put their dick in my drink. I would do that.
You can't be that trusting of people. Somebody could pee in your cup. Yes. Spit in it.
Isn't it about the what
I wipe my dick on the rim like it's salt on a tequila. I wipe my dick over the rim. There you go.
Just a little bit of dick on the rim.
Salty nuts.
But isn't it about what we focus on when we talk about this stuff? So, like, I mean, I've just given you some of my Maker's Mark here. It's a delicious bourbon. It's a delicious
I didn't have any yet.
Sorry, your buddy.
Did
your buddy's
you see
right
Josh when he gave the shot? He put his hand on the bottom and dumped it in Sherrod's mouth.
Yes.
like Dumb and Dumber. He's like,
I could have peed in it a little, but you would trust me.
I paid you to.
And so the question is, like, when you focus on the fact that it's the responsibility of women to make sure that they don't drink drinks that have been left out, isn't that kind of sort of shifting the blame in some way? Even though
that's
being
safe.
Sometimes you put your wallet in your sock, nigga. Sometimes you put your chain your bike up.
Because yeah, still the thief is the bad guy, not
yeah,
me.
Yeah, the thief's the bad guy, but you gotta still live in the same
room. You don't deserve it.
Why are we only talking about the victim?
Josh, listen.
It's not I know you, man. You Sydney son of a bitch.
Josh is a drunk Australian.
I'm gonna take a boomerang and hit Josh in the head with it.
Josh, here's the thing.
So I can come back and you can hit him.
The same rules apply to women applies to anybody. If me and you was hanging out, I wouldn't allow you to accept a drink from anybody.
Yep.
Yes. I wouldn't allow you to leave your drink unattended while you go to the bathroom and come back. That's just not.
But mate, why are we talking exclusively about that instead of about the person who's
I'll tell you why, Josh.
But we get that. We get
what you're saying, but it's like, why take the chance? I don't want to take the chance.
Totally, of course. Okay. I mean, we're spending all our time talking about how to protect our drinks.
Instead of just saying we shouldn't be poisoning other people's drinks. Just listen. Listen. Stop. Just listen. Stop. Okay. Of course, everyone should stop doing that. Okay,
I should stop my habit of routinely poisoning other people's drinks in order to have sex.
And by
with
the
them?
Way, I would never say you deserve because she made him. She doesn't deserve what
she
happened
deserve,
to her.
Exactly.
Of course not.
No.
But I'm sure in the future she ain't gonna leave her
just,
fucking
just
drink.
Just be careful.
Right? I hope she doesn't.
Kurt, let's go to Tommy.
Oh, yeah. Tommy, come on the mic.
Get on the mic, Tommy.
Andrew Goldstein commemorative mic.
He beat Kurt in a debate last week, Mano.
He did not.
He called in last week. He crushed Kurt with some blood. Hashtag Black Lives Matter.
Right.
He showed Kurt why it mattered.
Okay. That's
and
what happened.
That's why
okay.
he's a part of the family
well,
now.
You could listen to the previous episode.
Tommy,
but
what do you think
about this?
What do you think about this?
Well, as a certified rape crisis counselor,
which
I am in the state of Massachusetts. Yeah, I used to work at the Rape Crisis Center in Boston.
I remember calling you.
So my opinion is invalid in New York.
Thank you for getting me through that hard weekend that I had.
Are you really gay? Were you serious about that?
Oh, this is the crush.
I like you so much better now.
I love the ladies, but I am married to a man.
No. But now I like you a lot more than I did for the first time.
And what about us? Thank you.
But no, but I actually agree with you, is my point. I think that it's actually twofold. There's like harm reduction, which is what we're talking about with not leaving your drink around, and that's an important component.
Of course it is.
But I also think that like we really should be focusing the jokes on the chubby redheaded white guys because if
he's
you
so sexy,
look
though.
At the research, well, maybe he was a brunette.
Well, you know,
we should do a police sketch of the chubby redheaded
guy.
What are you saying? I want to address this.
I'm not gonna finish, Kurt. Yes. But I made black thugs laugh with a gay joke. So
you
I just
did
made...
only did 10 years. It's alleged.
That was
I don't call Mano a thug. He was an Uber driver.
Exactly.
Misunderstanding. Please.
Someone was moved from one spot to another.
If he was working for Lyft, it would have never happened.
But no, but listen, go ahead, man.
He didn't have a pink mustache on his car. the
Mike is on fire, yo.
I know.
This nigga is on fire
new
tonight.
Stage yet. But
go ahead,
Tommy,
go
finish
to
your
Tommy.
Sentence.
Sorry.
Yeah, no, I mean, I think that it's if we should really refocus the conversation on the people who are perpetrating the crimes, okay. right? Like, yeah. that's what the joke should be about.
Okay, now, that's like what I want to address. Jokes. Hold on.
Okay.
Because this is what
that's
people...
That's the only point I'm making.
This is... Just shut up, drunk Josh. What? What? This is what people that don't tell jokes for a living think jokes are.
Right. Yeah.
Do you hear that?
Yeah.
Why are you talking... We're making Kitty feel better. See, Kitty came down and hang out with me. She's laughing. This idiotic lefty idea that jokes are punching. It's tickling.
We're not punching.
Shut up, Josh.
Fucking A. Don't give him liquor. Okay? It's not. Listen.
I turned his mic away from him.
If I can get anybody to get this shit through their head about jokes, this bullshit, we should make the jokes. Jokes are not an attack on you.
No.
It's pain. That's what humor is. Right. She has real pain. We're making jokes. When my father died, by the way, and I called Amy Schumer and told her, you know what she said to me? She goes, that's weird. I'm at the zoo, and I just found $100, and I'm eating ice cream. Yeah. That's a hysteria, and that made me really happy.
Name drop.
People that aren't funny, not Tommy. I don't have to name drop. That's my life.
Yeah, that's his life.
Having people joke
he
about my dad.
He sucks Amy Schumer's cock, okay? 4'11".
Yeah. It's a little big, but you know what? I get it down. I relax my throat, and I get them checks.
He writes for Amy Schumer.
That's not what jokes are, dude. Jokes are not the way the weak fight the power.
But it's not the exclusion. I'm not talking about the exclusion of making jokes about people leaving their drinks around. I'm just saying, like, the percentage of jokes... are heavily weighted toward...
Because we care about her more than the guy.
Yeah, that's why we
totally.
Want to make her feel
no,
better.
I get
we
that. I've been in the room and like I see that. I don't know how it plays out
you see
into
how
the
happy
world.
She was when we
yeah,
started
totally.
Talking about it.
I'm not like saying
also,
that you were doing something...
The guy was chubby and I don't like fat jokes.
Not you know, here for the cheap. Sizes, though.
We do have to address the fat phobia here.
Or the anti-ginger
also,
comment.
You know what? Hold when on. Does anybody have this question? Does anybody have this question that I have is... What is this putting phobic on the end of every goddamn thing? I don't even like homophobic because I don't know.
I call my dick dickophobic.
But
that's its name. It named itself.
But, like, do you like those? I mean, like, I would say anti-gay because phobic to me sounds like a mental disorder. And if people who are homophobic have a mental disorder, that's not their fault. If you're a bigot, though, and hate gay people, that is your fault. Like, just what's with the phobic on every... Like, there's now fat phobics. You must be a fat... No one's afraid of you, fatso. It ain't that. That's not the same as fear, because you grossed me out.
Kurt, let me raise one thing, which is... And also, I agree with everything you just said, which is... And,
don't ever say that.
It just takes five maker's marks.
Here is something that I just saw,
yeah.
which is trans activist labels drag fun run... transphobic. No, so there was
is that a Gaga song? Is that like Lady Gaga?
There was a fun run that asked men to dress in female clothing, and it's being investigated now because a trans activist claimed that it constitutes a hate crime.
What does?
That's running as a transsexual.
Getting men to dress in female clothing and run.
So drag queens
is
are dying?
Transphobic.
So wait a minute.
So what about
getting what?
So just
having men dress in female clothing.
Who are not transsexuals, just men. Just regular
men.
Dudes.
Just regular men.
How do
it's
you
a
know?
Fun run.
Don't label them.
But that's what they're saying. They're saying it's
now transphobic. It's transphobic. So all I'm saying is there are bazillions of different articles that come all the time about things that are going on in the world that vindicate basically what you're saying.
Can we ask Dr. Phil?
We put phobic on the end of things.
Can we ask Dr. Phil about
phobias? Yeah, I want to know what Dr. Phil
knows. Here's the deal here. Phobia is an aversion toward or unreasonable antipathy toward a given object. Agoraphobia is an example. Yenophobia.
Uh-huh. Wow, Dr. Phil, that does know some...
That too. Everybody has that.
Even black people.
Even niggas. Yeah.
I said black people, sir.
Go on, Dr. Phil. We are listening.
Sorry.
Yeah, so that's what it is. It's a fear. It's fear-based. So it's not a mental problem. It's more of a sociological problem.
Yeah, I think so. Wow, Dr. Phil came at lucid. Suddenly. Yeah. What the hell just happened?
I think he came lucid.
Sean, how much time do we have left?
We have 8 minutes left.
Okay, the last 2 minutes, the Cosby-tron has an apology that I want to play.
Yeah, we've been playing Cosby-tron. First of all, it's like unreleased Cosby stuff that his people have been trying to get off the internet that we got.
It's unreleased.
It's unreleased.
And it's brutal.
Give
it's
away like him Mano.
He's pretty much teaching kids how to use drugs.
Let Mano hear the downers thing.
Yeah, let Mano hear the downers part. Write a rap to it.
Okay, now let's talk about pills, all right? People take pills
to get high.
This is produced by Quincy Jones, by the way.
Now, some pills are called downers. So, if we take a downer, it kind of makes us feel sleepy. And we think we feel good, like...
There, you're on a downer now. You've taken one, and now it's starting to react in your body.
Wait, look at Nick
and
Nick.
And now,
Nick,
you feel
they don't
like
believe that this is really Bill Cosby. It's Bill Cosby.
Oh, isn't that much better?
No, it's not Bill Cosby.
Yeah. Just us.
Just us.
Us.
We cut that part. That was our editing. I cut the back. The back. Brandon Jazz cut the back to the floor.
Okay, that's so real.
What was that? He was giving that.
Bill Cosby talks to kids about drugs.
About drugs.
In 1973.
73.
And it's fucking bizarre. And now it's not. There's editing. A little bit of editing.
That's what roofies are. They like a downer, right?
Yeah, I don't understand their medical use.
Yeah, I think it's like a downer.
Yeah, it gets you ready for surgery. Most drugs that you fucking take get you ready for surgery.
It's for surgery.
Most drugs that you take that get you high gets you ready for surgery. Under regular circumstances.
Off balance.
All right, well,
I'm not sure that mushrooms or cocaine get you ready for surgery.
Well, Indian surgery, Native American surgery.
I had psychic surgery recently, Josh.
Have the surgery of the wolf.
You got to come on my podcast.
He's coming over.
We're going to
come. We the people live. Just search hashtag we the people live.
Whoa, so gay.
What am I? What are you joking?
You're coming on. Yeah, Mano's coming on too.
Yeah, Kenny. Will you? What's
on my podcast? It's on HuffPost, right? Is it HuffPost or something?
No, I host HuffPost Live as well, but I also
he hosts HuffPost Live. Live.
Okay. Yeah, but go to my podcast.
I'm not coming. We're not coming unless Mano's coming.
Yeah. WTP _ live.
I want to Mike Shea. Mike Shea's over there. Yeah. Him.
And look at
him. He's like, really welcome. You are on my show. WTP.live.com.
Mike, that was equal to a You're Funny Too. He gave you a You're Funny Too.
Mike, you got something to plug? You got something to plug?
No. Watch this show. And also,
yes, we're going to hit Mano on the way out. We're going to hit a song on the way out.
Of course. Thank you.
I got love for you.
Thank you.
I saw you.
Thanks for coming in, Mano. That's fucking awesome.
Thanks for having me, man. Yeah. Sure they go out there and grab that KOB3 out there right now. iTunes, everywhere.
Yes. Make sure I got your info so I'll bring you back on.
Of course.
Because you're going to talk freely. You already been in prison, so you ain't kicking at the door.
Yeah, allegedly.
This motherfucker talks.
Where do you live?
I'm from New York. I live in Jersey.
Shit. Where in Jersey?
In Clifton.
Oh, wow.
We got 20 seconds left.
Oh, shit.
Big shout to Mano. What you got coming out? What's the new thing?
Oh, KOB3. It's out right now. So whole mixtape.
Go to Tommy. You here every week, but son of a bitch.
Yeah, Tommy, thank you. And
Josh Zebs, thank you, brother.
Well, play the thing. Play us out with your apology.
You and Kurt,
okay,
you're
we'll
best.
Play that
I'm at Caroline's 10th and 11th headlining, so come see me there.
Yeah, come to the comedy.
Play the Cosby Show apology.
All week. Mike, when's SNL back?
October 3rd.
I'm writing an article about Tracy Morgan.
Thank you,
Aaron, New York
from
Post,
Jezebel,
too. Let's talk about it.
It's coming out in October. Right. Yeah.
Oh, that'd be awesome. That's
hit the
awesome.
Cosby apology to get us out.
Listen, we love you. Let's go. Let's go to Mano's song, and then we'll play a Cosby thing.
Well, can we play it?
Yeah, we'll play the Cosby thing.
All right. As
I got
as
you.
Time.
I got you, Kurt.
His apology's beautiful.
Paul, don't play it.
you piece of shit.
See me living my dreams. I done been to the bottom. I done suffered a lot. I deserve to be rich. Headed straight to the top. Look how I'm right for the block. Look how I'm right for the
block. People make mistakes just about every day of their lives, and most of them have an excuse. They say, I didn't know. I didn't understand. And we forgive we forgive them because they didn't know. And we say, that's all right. Just make sure that you don't do it again. And we hope that they won't. But then there are some people who make the same mistake over and over and over again. And all they can ever say is, I hope one day the habit will go away and he'll come back strong and as beautiful as we had always hoped he would be.